Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,940 Catherine K. and Dennis Pergola. Seek variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Gills Neck Road, approximately 1.8 miles east of Kings Highway Route 9. The 911 address is 16118 Gills Neck Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, Map 9, Parcel 3.02. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.09-foot variance and a 6.57-foot variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dennis Perola, 16118 Gills Neck Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, what's your name?
Abby Steele, 26085 Williams Farm Road, Milton.
Okay. And, sir, can you step back up here? I need to swear you in. That's okay. You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening again. This is the last time you'll have to hear me tonight.
That's
But this okay. This one actually brings up what you were just discussing about the CO and the certificate of compliance, because this is actually a rare one in that that is the purpose of this variance tonight, so a certificate of occupancy can be issued. Now there's two variances being requested. Here's the history, basically. The applicants obtained this property in 1997. And there's a survey attached, which shows it's kind of a, not odd shape, but sort of a triangular shaped property. Then over the years, the boundaries were changed to even things out with the neighbors and the like to get to the property that the shape that it's in right now. In 2006, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. 1998, the basic house was built, and it was built by Herring Creek Builders, a builder with whom I'm sure you're all familiar. It was Ron Rataller and now Alan Steele. They've been around a long, long time. They built the house. They have done all the work on this. And in 2010, they were commissioned to put a detached garage in the rear of the property. And as shown on the survey at the time, what was not realized, and they could testify, is that the property line bends in at sort of near the point where this garage was put, but there was an old fence there, and so in keeping with much of us, they saw a fence. The fence goes along the property line, and one kind of thinks, well, it keeps going straight, so the property line keeps going straight. But what in fact happened is where the fence was, the line then tilted in a little. So what happened is, although in 2010, a certificate of compliance, I guess it would be, was issued by the county for a structure that we now found out in 2016 was actually too close to the corner of the property line by 3.09 feet. And that is the left back corner is too close because the line, the left front, instead of going straight, it started bending in and no one realized it. Bent in. But inspections were done. A certificate of compliance and or occupancy was issued by the county in 2010 for that structure. Then in 2016, Herring Creek Builders did the work on that property, on the garage. In 2016, they were hired to add basically a bedroom to the front of the house and a new front porch and an extension. And they did that, and this time it was when the CO, an inspection was being done for the CO, that it was learned that this addition, in fact, did encroach into the front yard setback by 6.57 feet. And, of course, the Pergolas, the owners, they had hired a builder to build their house, and as the builder will testify, they built the house. Basically, it sits out a little bit in a field next to a house that's kind of in a field. And if you line the houses up, this one lines up exactly perfectly with the one next door in terms of its distance from the front property line. The only difference is it turns out the one that is next door probably, and I think did, pre-exist zoning whereas this one did not. So basically what we have, and the builders here to admit it, they made two mistakes. And the garage was finished, I say 2010, 7 years ago. And the addition now to the front is done, but there's no certificate of, I'm saying it's done. The builder could testify to that. But it cannot be finished, and or certificate of occupancy cannot be granted unless this variance is granted. The property cannot otherwise be developed without these variances because we have a situation of homeowners paying money to have something built. Something was built, and they later find out it was not built exactly where it should have been built. They have completed properties. The garage would have to tear down, move it, tear off a piece. You have pictures of what it looks like. It's very attractive. It's reasonably new. The front of their house is very attractive, and it is brand new. And the only way to correct that would be basically take off that addition. I suppose one could argue, this is kind of a fine point, but one could argue that when created by the applicant, the pergolas, they did not do the work on this house. They, and the builder would not, they hired someone to do the work, and it was their belief that everything would be done correctly. Will not essentially alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The neighborhood is such, it's mostly newer, large homes. This is a newer, large home. It lines up, if you look at the survey, it's the exact same distance from Gill's Neck Road as the property next door is. And so it's really the same as the rest of the neighborhood. It's not altering anything. Minimum variance being required are these two because they are the minimum needed. And I want to point out the 2016 survey, which was filed with the application, shows a shed in the rear of the property. That has been removed, so that's not a part of the application. So for all of these reasons, we ask that the variances be granted, and I would like, first of all, let's have Ms. Steele, please. And your name, please.
Abby Steele.
And your occupation?
I'm with Herring Creek Builders.
And your dad is Alan Steele?
Yes.
He's been with Herring Creek Builders for?
25 years.
And then he bought the company from Ron Rataller?
I think 2004.
Okay, so when this house was built, Herring Creek Builders built the house, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your dad took over and he owned the property, he owned the business when the garage was built in the
yes.
rear of the property. Do you know anything about the history of that garage? Or the issue that we now find ourselves having?
I think just like you said, it was a large property and everybody was under the assumption that the fence was at the property line and they were within it. And obviously it was not.
What about the addition on the house?
The addition on the house, for some reason, we were thinking it was a 30-foot front setback. The house next door is, I think, 34 feet, and for some reason, I don't know why any of us didn't pay attention to the fact that it is, in fact, 40-foot setback until we, you know, the inspector came out and told us. Generally, we do get surveys done on most everything, and I don't know why we did not on this one. And it was a really big mistake, but not one that, you know, the pergolas made.
And that's what I was going to say. Were they, to the best of your knowledge, were they to blame for either of
no,
these mistakes?
No, we were definitely to blame for both of those.
And could these mistakes be easily remedied?
Not easily.
You would have to,
unfortunately,
I assume, remove completed structures or
yes.
pieces thereof?
Yes.
I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Pergola, please. And you and your wife are the owners of the property, correct?
That's right.
And Harry and Creek Builders built your home?
That's right.
And then they've done all the work on the home since?
That's right.
And they built your first year garage in the back?
That's right.
And when you built the garage, as far as you know, all permits and inspections were done?
Yes.
And you were not, nothing was pointed out that the garage was too close to that corner. So let's go on that corner. What is this a mistake that could easily be made? Is it a mistake that's never been made? What was the deal on the back corner where the shed is?
I assume it's an old fence line back from the turn of the century or something, and I assumed everybody thought that was the exact property line.
And this property has been in your wife's family, is that correct?
That's right.
And for very long?
Early 70s.
Okay. Then what about the house? You had your existing house, and you wanted to put an addition,
right.
And you went to the builders and you said...
and we wanted to put a front porch and an added room to the front of the house, and discussed, you know, how much we could go and how much we couldn't, and I don't know where they came up with the 30-foot mark, but this were, you know, we were well within the 30-foot mark.
Because you were thinking, everybody was thinking
that
it was 30.
It was a 30-foot setback.
After the variance was filed, sign was posted in your yard, did you get knocks on your door?
A few, not many, and then, of course, I know most of my neighbors. It's a small area. Nobody had any issues with it. I knocked on the doors and told them what was going on.
Now, the people who knocked on your door,
mm-hmm.
There's a new development nearby?
Schofield.
And those are very, very large homes,
mm-hmm.
And I assume they were asking to see if you wanted to put a gas station or something similar.
They just wanted to know what was going on, and I told them exactly what was happening.
And did anybody you speak with have any objection to your house staying just the way it is right now?
No.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you. We'll see. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
The young lady, could she come up?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I forgot your
Abby.
Name. Abby? Abby, when you said that Herring Builders, right, Bill, and you represent Herring Buildings, is that correct? You get permits, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Correct?
Yep.
Did that permit say 40 feet in the front?
It did.
Okay. Because sometimes that doesn't happen, and I'm trying to look for it.
No, and at first, that was my first thought when they said, the inspector said, you are, you know, within that 40-foot setback, and I said 40 feet. I thought it's 30 feet, and I just, none of us had ever...
So you built to the 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the shed? What about the side
garage? Yard? I'm not sure.
Garage. I'm sorry.
On that, because I wasn't really involved with the planning and the placement of that. But I'm assuming that they followed that fence line. We had an original survey.
Because it was the.
And I. I'm assuming they.
I'm sure your superintendents know when it's over 600 square feet, it must meet the normal setback and not
right.
Not the 5 foot.
Right.
But you did have a permit for that also, right?
Yes, and we actually got the certificate of occupancy for the garage.
For the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a mistake on your side and a mistake on the county side. Okay. No other questions.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Wharton?
No questions.
Just one. Where's the edge of paving related to the front property line? Because on there it looks like there's a gap.
Excuse me one second. Maybe we could have Mr. Pagola show us here.
Here,
I'll show.
It looks to me from looking at that aerial photograph that maybe that front property line doesn't match the edge of paving. Is that your understanding? Is there a gap there in the right-of-way to the front property
line? Yes.
About how far is that?
I think it's 15 feet.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure I understand what you're saying. From the edge of the state highway to my property.
Yeah.
There's some
quite. So it makes it look like your front yard's a little bigger than it actually is.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And then the other thing I just thought of, I don't know if I heard, and you may have had this, but did one of your witnesses affirm you?
Yeah, I'm not sure they did. If you could, you heard what I presented to the board on your behalf?
Yes.
And was everything true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Any further?
Nothing further. Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,940 for the following reasons. There certainly is a uniqueness to the property. The survey certainly shows that. That survey was 2016, I believe. Cannot otherwise be developed. The garage was, in other words, the encroachments could not only be corrected by removing part of the garage and part of the house. That would be a hardship, as far as I see. Not created by the applicant. It was the builder. Has admitted that they've made both mistakes on the garage and the house, and will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I hadn't heard anybody in opposition to it, and I believe it's the minimum variance that will allow the applicants for legal occupancy and use of their property. So with all, having said all that, again, I say motion to approve 11940.
That was second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,940. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons. Yeah.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,940 is approved.